real diehard Bal Mitzvah to come to Ali Shur on Hanukkah, or ultimately you weren't invited to any yeshiva. The two groups are the same ones, Bal Mitzvah and yeshiva. So, the Tzad HaShoveh of the guys that are here are both. I'm also here. We've been talking the last few weeks about Dimyon. We said three aspects of Dimyon. Dimyon being, Shul speaks on the bottom over here of Amr Kuf Nun, that although if we look at a list of the different forces that operate inside a person, Dimyon is just one of them. There's all types of things. He brings a list from the Rambam, which might have broken. There's Hazon, there's Margish, Medame, Misera, everything. That's on one hand. On the other hand, there's no question about it that the koyach, or the factor in our psyche that for sure is tiffus, the biggest mark of, is Dimyon. More than midas, more than anything else. We saw three aspects of Dimyon over on the last few weeks. First of all, we saw that Dimyon is the vehicle which the midas use to describe, it's not the right word, but it's more than describing, it's to picture what the Mida wants. You can feel the gaiva. You want to be depressed, you can be depressed. If you want to be a Bal Taiva, the Dimyon could picture you, picture perfect, the Taiva. By the way, what's wonderful about Dimyon is that you can, what's that word? A guy skims through channels. You can
surf.
You can surf, right? In other words, you can be in Auschwitz one second, at your wedding the next second. Inquisition being burned alive, big Rosh Hashiva, COVID, rich, poor, tragic, sad, happy, depressed, all in one second. It's not like that. Dimyon is multi-talented, multitasking. Either way, it takes up most of our time. So we said three things from the damage of the Dimyon, A, B, and C. A, it's the vehicle that the Midas use. So you have to be aware of why you have that Dimyon. Why are you thinking about it? Two is it's the opposite of the seichel. It's the force which is the destruction of the seichel. The seichel is the neshama. Das adam bitzalmenu kid musenu. So the tzura of the neshama is seichel, is das. Third of all, we talk about how a person who doesn't have a correct image of themselves, the Ali Shor said on top of Kuf Nun Aleph over here, an incredible line, that most people live in the shadow of their Dimyon, which means you can't really have a real picture of yourself. The nafkamina of that is that you can't grow. We're going to discuss now number four, page Kuf Nun Aleph. Together inside. Rabbeinu HaGadol is also known as the Chassid Yogan of the Chassid Yigeres HaMusa. You all know. He's also known as the Yad Musa movement. He wrote a letter called Yigeres HaMusa. What did he write? Let's learn it together inside. Quote. Famous poetic words. Ha'adam also go muskali. Let's learn every word inside. It's not my Yeshiva Bacha should know this by heart. A lot of things Yeshiva Bacha should know. Ha'adam also go muskali. A person is tied down, he's bound by his seichel. Also the chafshi bidim yainai. Mari de Golan, this is one of the famous five words in Musa literature. Adam also, your seichel limits you. The seichel binds you down. The seichel doesn't let you go anywhere because the seichel is truth. Chafshi bidim yainai, and your dimyon, you're free. And therefore, since your dimyon is chafshi, your Dimyon takes you. Shaviv means doing whatever you want. The Dimyon follows what your heart wants. Now, what's the result of that? Bal Yechos, what it causes is that you're not afraid. From the Vaday future, what's that? Ace Yifkir Hashem are called follow. When the Abish is going to give a cheshbon hadin of everything you did. A, B, u'shvatim kashim yivaser, and the einish is going to be very painful. Three, bal yilokeit zor begloloi. It's not going to be a stranger who's going to get the punishment. It's you. Four, hulavada yisip pichatoi. That's not who. The same guy. Oisa Aver Vanen is the same guy who does that Aver, gets punished. Moro, who is very bitter. The guy says, oh, I'll be able to take the pain of Gehenna to Seder. Continues Rabbi Yochanan. He's like this. The Seichel, he's also on, it's very interesting, by the way. He's also on to starting the Muslim movement. And he lays down what his Iker battle is. His Iker battle is to strengthen the Seichel. The Seichel is limited by the search for truth. The Dimyon is Chavshi. Lays down Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and what's the Iker damage of the fact that the Dimyon is freestyle, it does whatever it wants. The Dimyon causes you four distortions. One is you're not afraid of the Asid. You're not afraid of the Yom HaDin. Two is you're not afraid of the fact that there's going to be very serious punishments. Three, it's going to be you, not somebody else. And four, you think it's going to be okay. The Dimyon sugarcoats four major facts. It's very interesting. Rishon Salanta began the Muslim movement by describing the damages of Dimyon. And he didn't describe the damage of Dimyon of anything that we said till now. He says the damage of Dimyon is you're not going to have pachad for the Yom HaDin. And there are four protim in the Yom HaDin which your Dimyon is able to sweet talk you out of it, to be able to twist the truth. A, that there is a Yom HaDin. B, that the punishments are difficult. Three, you get the punishment. What do you mean you get the punishment? You know, we look at Elam Hab, we look at the Yom HaDin of 120 as like a Tvar Torah. It's like a trick that Mashgichim use to escape, but it's not really. No, it's real. So we say, who's going to get the punishment? The Neshama. The Neshama is not me. I'm going to continue eating pizza and sushi, and the Neshama, let the Neshama suffer. Anyway, it's a pain in the neck, the Neshama. He says, no, look at this Lashon of Yisrael Zalanta. Kiilu Acher Nidayim Yom Koymoy. No, it's you. You're the one who did it, and you're the ones who are going to get tougher. What's this lashon? Who the vada yisa pichata? Look at this lashon. We saw salat the effort who or yisa aver. We have like this thing that the one who did the aver is A, and the one who gets punished is B. So it's okay. No, it's not. It's you. And the fourth thing is the guy says zecholi baser. I'll be able to take the heat. You're talking about a person who can't take the slightest inconvenience. There's a little bit less hot water in the deer, and he was already plopping out of his mind. And he says that the fire of Gehenna he could take. Interesting zach. Akoponim, these four fundamental facts, the Dimyon sugarcoats it. How could the Dimyon sugarcoat it? There is, there isn't. It's an incredible thing. First of all, this is also a shocking zach. You know, in our door, they say not to talk about Gehenna or Oynish at all, because the kids aren't going off the derech. That's the official policy. Anyway, they stop talking about it. The kids are still going off the derech. Percentage-wise, it didn't make the slightest difference, because the kids don't go off the derech because you talk about it. Maybe they got convinced that because they told the kids about the din la'asa lover and there's a mishpat and there might be an Oynish, and yes, you have responsibility for your actions and there's a payday afterwards. They said you shouldn't tell the kids anymore, so they stopped telling the kids. Okay, anyway, so why am I bringing it up now? Because you won't miss the exit. We'll be here in a few weeks with their tray for phones and their tray for things, and they'll it's too late to go off. So now's the time to talk about Yiras HaOynish. A, B, it usually works out on Hanukkah. We talk about Yiras HaOynish. Whoever comes to Al Yishor on Hanukkah can deal with Yiras HaOynish and not going off the derech at all. So here we are. Rishon Salanta began the entire Muslim movement, what's called the Tnuas HaMuslim, with a letter that spoke about the damages of Dimyon. And the damage of Dimyon was, he says, that people live without fear of Lasa Lavi. They live without a fear of Yiras HaOynish. They live without a fear of a Cheshbon or Nefesh that they're going to pay for what they did. Now, it's very interesting. I grew up a little older than you. I grew up in a world where people are Yiras HaOynish. My parents are Lama Shalom, my grandparents were afraid to do an Aveira. Now, it could be, I might know better which of the Ilomas, the Aveira attacks when they do it. But I do the Averas and they didn't. Because they had Yiras HaOynish. They were afraid to do Avera. I remember my mother, my father, doing Avera or something he thought about 100 times before he did an Avera. Why? You're going to get clapped. So what happened to our daughter? It's very interesting. What changed? So he's also on the rights. Oy the Dimyon, quote, woe is the Dimyon. Oy Baral Lazed, his bitter enemy. Look at this poetic lashon. Miyadenu, it's in our hands. Bikochenu l'harchiko, we have the power to push him away. How? When? What? Besitnoi oizen kashem es al sechel. Give a listening ear to the sechel. The Haskell drivers, Oman Asa, but what can we do? Hadimi and Nachal Shaitev, the Dimin is rushing rapids, Va Sechel Yitzva, and the Sechel drowned. Like my rabbi say, Rishon Solanto was writing about 150 years ago, plus minus. Give or take 150, 160 years ago, give or take, okay? Yeah. So he wrote then that the Sechel drowned in the rapid rivers of the Dimyan. Now this was a world with no billboards, no movies, no magazines, no ads for Pesach programs and Hanukkah programs and midwinter programs and yeshiva week programs. Did you hear the thing? Yeshiva week, but there's no yeshiva. I didn't have it, I just heard about this thing recently. Yeshiva week. No, they come for a week to yeshiva? No, this is they leave a week for yeshiva. And there's programs for it, full page yes. Do you know about this? You have this in England, yeshiva week? You'll get there, you don't know about it. It's right after the sushi source. The yeshiva week programs, hotels, pools, barbecues by the pool. That's the world we live in. So if 150 years ago, Rishon Solanto was writing, he said what? What did he say? Aye, that the Sechel drowned in the Yam of the Dimyan. So where's the Sechel today? It drowned 150 years ago. So it's like the Titanic. Go look for it. Hunting for it. They found it, I know. Go find it. They drowned 150 years ago. And they have to go find Sechel in a world of Disneyland. Go find Sechel. So in the world that we grew up in, I'm going to say something shocking, even though it's a base medrash. I believe that for most of you, don't get insulted because I don't mean anybody specific, I mean all of you. I believe that for most of you, Mickey Mouse is more of reality than Ganem. Test yourself. Mickey Mouse, it's a Pesach, right? It's on your pajamas, and it's on your pens, and it's on your coffee mugs. And he says, Deus, he says, Azeh, Metazeh, and he comes and he goes, and he's all over the place, right? He doesn't exist, he's a figment of imagination. But that has more of a tfisa, and I'll use a Jewish Hashbach, we get drowned in Ganzen and Dimyan. Completely get drowned. We live in a world where things which have no meaning are reality. So you got to talk about Gehenim. Gehenim is such a far thing, and it's so sugar-coated. Imagine it's also a lot about 150 years ago that it was sugar-coated and it was distorted. And the Sechel drowned. It's all right, so this is the most important idea that you need to know. There's a Yom HaDin afterwards. You're going to get punishment. And the issue is not the punishment. The issue is that you have a chayes for what you do. There's a payday at the end of the day. There's a cheshbon at the end of the day. I'll show you something very interesting where I see a change. When I was a kid growing up, and yes, that's a steer when they today kids don't grow up. But when I was a kid, I was growing up, which is a different topic. When I was a kid growing up, so in Shul or Rosh Hashanah, for example, the Chazan started Nisan HaTekif, everybody cried. Who's everybody? I have to tell you something historical, sociological, you don't know. Today doesn't exist anymore. In my day in Borough Park, almost 60 years ago, there were ladies who were called doily ladies. Why were they called doily ladies? They don't have it anymore because they're all dead and all the kids are married to Goyim. They have on, when you put out cake, they have doilies, it's still called like that. So these are ladies that came once a year for Yiska for their appearance who were from. They put doilies on their head. It was a funny thing, like as some sort of sign of like covering the hair for the shul. They were doily ladies, and all the from shuls in Borough Park were doily. They drove up on Yom Kippur for Yiska. They paid on the spot also for their cash, whatever it was. One guy I remember pulled out $100 cash on the spot for Psycho Fenila. I'll never forget, Borough Park 60 years ago, yeah. I go, funny, the doily ladies would come up, and the second the chasm would start to say, Nisan HaTekev, they started to cry. This one time lady wearing cake platters on their heads. Not the cake, not the platter, the doilies. Mabel de Gazach, why they cry? Because Yom Kippur, you cry. Because the Yom Kippur, afterwards, they went back to whoever they went back to. And everybody cried. Men, women, children. Today, it's not like that. What happened all of a sudden? We know much more. We're firmer than the people, much firmer than the previous dog. How many bachim worried about the way they're lighting the Hanukkah thing? The Moridik, from Dora, Achshadora, we're makbir on Shabbos, and you have somebody else open the bottles for you for the soda. Right? And it's Moridik. But we don't cry in Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because we live in Disneyland. The Friedrich Dora was less sunk into Dimyan than we are. And the distortion of reality that we live in affects what Rishol Salanter considered to be the most important thing, which is Yiras HaOinish that you have a din, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So we know all the Sifsei Chaims, we know all the Pirushim, we know all the splits, why this Lashon and that Lashon, and what's going on in Shemayim, but we don't cry. Somebody told me he's a neighbor of a family of Belz of Hasidim 2 years ago, and the lady of the house came home at 10, 11 o'clock. Yom Kippur ended 4 or 5 hours late. So she asked the lady, what happened? She said, well, that was like this. They got up to Nila, and Belz the Rebbe sang his own Shtark Davin's older tefillahs, Giyadua, and Elaine's, everything. And they didn't start Nila. An hour goes by. They don't stop. Nothing. Nobody knows why. Everything goes. After an hour delay, the Gabbai came up to the Ezra's Mashem, and he said, the Rebbe said he's not starting Nila until the ladies start to cry. He can't start Nila without the ladies crying. Oh, and then they cried. You don't have to worry. They cried. It's not funny. The Baal Zerim says, not starting Nila until the ladies cried. No such a thing before. He says, what's going on here? So they were delayed. So what happened to our door? We're former. We know more. We know 1,000 times more than the previous door. You know that? There's no swarm. There's nothing available. There's no such a thing to explain what happening was, and there was no shim pinkas, and there was no way to go. There's Michtar Melio, the old version, the 3-volume one. In beige pages that they I don't know, they couldn't put out Papa Sefer. There was nothing. There was these a billion art school chizuk svarim and biographies and nothing. There was nothing. And all the Musa svarim translated to English and French and Portuguese with R's on the bottom and R's on top. There was none of that. We're flooded with ideas. And our parents cried on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because they had Yiras HaOinish. I remember my mother Lashon was sick in her final illness, and it was a complicated medical question of signing a document. The doctor says she doesn't have to. Oh, and I asked, I said to her, what do you want to do? She said, what do you want to do? She said, Abish to Koyesko. Aloha, you're sorry, what do you mean? People lived their whole lives with Diktuk Baloch because they didn't want to do an Aveira. That was the engine that ran the Yiddishkeit of the previous door. Yeah? That was the engine. The engine that ran the Yiddishkeit of the previous door was Yiras HaChet and Yiras HaOinish. Not to do an Aveira. The understanding that your whole life is. So today, it drowned, right? What I have to explain what happened. Rishol Salanter said it drowned 150 years ago. It drowned. You're listening? Hadimi Nachal Shetiv Asechel Yidva. Says Ali Shur as follows. The second paragraph from the bottom of Kufn and Aleph. Milvad, Nashakol Yochid Margish Bekirvo Amitas Atir Azeh. Besides that, every individual recognizes the description of Rishol Salanter. Hifli Abisol Salanta Zichwen of the Roch of Ahagri Vazas Ruach to Kufasenu Yom. Abisol Salanta specifically describes our door. The Tufas Koidmais, Kedumas, in earlier times, Aydekira and Noshis, humanity recognized B'diel Shilas Alas Rochinus B'taimik Shal Avayda Book. It means, in previous days, even by the Goyim, it was such a ideal of steiging, of growing, doing something spiritual, doing something that had meaning. Kayyim, in our word, in our life today, Tanugum Shavuot B'nei Adam Bidur Zol, cheap entertainment, Kriyas Dvorim, reading books, Kriyas Marzais, and seeing programs, Chasrei Teuch and Ruchni, which have zero content, Hamalivim, which excite, Umas Bim, and satisfied, Ach Rakas Adimion. So he says, Yad HaTamula HaZoyla B'yezer, the cheapest form of advertising, is be'emsa achros ha'medinas achiru yeza. You can have critical, diplomatic, or military decisions, and what defines them is some stupidity or some cheap, cosmetic advertising of how it's going to look. The makom ha'shechnua ha'sichli, instead of intellectual convincing, ba'a p'niel dimyan ha'moin, a person instead of works with the dimyan of the ha'moinam, and to top it all off, my Narom de Rechavez Alavavavaz, Shadimian Yachal of Yodom de Kach, Rechavez Alavavaz says that Dimian goes to Prosim, Shiye Bitnam Elikeim, their stomach is their god, Terosom, their Torah is Malbusheim, Umusorum Chizuk Mishkeneim, making sure they have a nice house. And I said, Rechavez Alavavaz describes how stomachs turn into gods. Terosam, their Torah is their clothing. Right? Every year, to welcome sometimes talking. Where did you get that? Where is it? I got better. It's a mother's life. You ever see a bacher meet another bacher? And the first thing he does, he turns around the tire like this to see which company it is, who is it, how much did it cost, where did you get it. Then he gives a mark on it. That's called Mabushem Terasam. That's called a Malbush turned into Shtikul Tera. It's not a Rajba, it's not a Birkishmo, it's not a Ksais, it's a tie. It's a tie. All it is a tie. It's a tie. It was made in North Korean concentration camp by slave laborers who killed, how many, what are they called? What silk is made out of? These moths, what are they made out of? Silkworms. And how many silkworms did they have to gather together to make your chasen tie? But it became a whole tie. There's nothing, by the way, nothing wrong wearing a tie. I also wear a tie. It's how much you talk about the tie. How much you talk about clothing. And Tarasa became a whole Torah. Yeah? A whole Torah. By the way, how mumchim in this? You know, when a chasen bach goes today to buy a suit or a hat for his chasen, he takes with him a whole tzevet of advisors. V'yayatzim. Because there's this hat mumchim, yedua, this suit mumchim, this tie mumchim, this belt mumchim, this shoe mumchim. There are people who are multitaskers who are multitaskers. Who are mumchim and everything. And more, you have doctors who can do a few types of things, but the specialists. And who would go buy a hat today without going with a whole entourage of people? You go into a hat store today. I go buy a hat, it takes about 30 seconds. I say, give me the same hat, and I'm out. I take out my credit card together with the hat. You go out the hat, you can't get in there. There's this whole entourage. There's like three people shopping and 20 people with them advising. Maybe it's only the Israeli yeshivas. American also, no? You say?
Yes.
Yeah? Shoki? You're an advisor or you're a buyer? What? You don't look the same. You just buy, right? Who do you take with you? Take your mother. Hey, you're old fashioned. If you come to Ali Shore on Hanukkah, it makes sense you take your mother to buy a hat. The Ali Shore here describes Bishem Bechavos Avavas. Malbushem Terosam. Your clothing became your Torah. Your stomach became your God. That's right, your stomach became your God. You serve your stomach. Your whole day revolves around, right? I hear Bachman talking, what's for lunch today? We want lunch today. You just didn't start to learn yet. I heard there's a hotline here where you can call what the lunch is in. It's true. It's not a joke. People call it. Yes. Why? That's the whole fun, the surprise, the geschmack of knowing without knowing, coming down and the frischkeit of knowing what there is. So people can spend the whole day talking about food. Now, that's called Elokeim. I understand that why is Malbushim called Terosim? Because clothing is much more lontish. It's Torah. Food is God, food you serve it. But, and what's the third thing? Musorum, and their musar is fixing up their houses. What does that have to do with Dimian? The pshat is that Dimian, as it is now, creates new values. That means these real values, this Seichel, this Emes, there's Olama Emes, there's a Einish, there's a Din V'cheshbin, there's a Yom Adin, that's reality. And then the Dimian lives in a different world, a world of Dimian. And what's there? Cars, houses, toys, suits, food. And that's the Iker. By the way, he's not coming to say that you shouldn't have a nice house, car, or clothing. He's saying, but don't make it into your religion. Don't make it into your Torah. And the Dimian, because the Dimian distorts your priorities in life. So the Dimian creates a whole new thing. So you can have takeout stores. I'm not saying any names. I'm not saying where it is. Which one of my rabbis calls it, they look like temples. It's bitten Amalekam. It's always says it first. It's God. So you have these huge takeout centers which look like they look like reformed temples. They look like temples. They look like places people come to serve. They come to serve their stomachs. Chavisol says in first. There's a reason why it shouldn't look like a shul. Some edifice, we'll call it. The only thing that's missing is plaques of the donors. But they can have plaques of people who had heart attacks from too much cholesterol. But bitten Amalekam, what's the shot? What's the unik of it? The unik of it is that the Dimian distorts what the real values are. And a person can get to a place with Tarosim is Malbushim, Elokeim is Bitneim, and Musarim is Bathem. Because the Dimian distorts what the value is. And then you talk to a guy about Yerushalayim, and he said, yeah, you heard about it once, but it's not for our daughter. People say, Yerushalayim is not for our daughter. The fact that it's not for your daughter doesn't mean that you won't get it after 120. Shlomo Salanta said that that piece is the basis of Avodas HaMusar, because what Shlomo Salanta really meant to say was live in reality. And the Seichel drowned 150 years ago. That's the Iker damage that Dimian does. It's very interesting when you think about it. When Rosh Hashanah founded the Musar movement, the Tnuas HaMusar, it was about this. If you ask a person, why did he establish the Muslim movement? So first of all, nobody knows. That's the first thing. Okay. It's Aleph. Fakir, yes, the average yeshiva bacha, why Rosh Hashanah established the Muslim movement? You say for the life of me, I don't know why, but he's been torturing us for 150 years with this Musa Zeder. Taka a big time on him. Why Taka did he establish it? You tell me. But if you get past that ridiculous answer, why did he establish all the movement? Because he saw that the world was moving towards Dimyon. The world was moving towards distortion. And before Mickey came along, and before all this Dimyon came along, we saw Salanta wanted to come around and say, listen here, the Dimyon, the Sechel's drowning. You're not going to learn Musar, which puts reality on your table. What's Musar mean? Musar means you remember there's Eibishter, it means you came into the world for a purpose. And yes, there's a Din afterwards. Sorry to say again, so I had to ruin your Hanukkah, everybody. But I'm not really worried because Dimyon will take care of it, and they'll say it's not fair. He said, if I come to Al Yisroel on Hanukkah, then for sure I'm not going to have any shift in 120. There is some truth to that.